Time to have a look at accessible technology. And I'm joined now by Mohammed Atif from RIB Technology for Life team. Hello.
Hello, Simon.
You sound very tentative. Have you stolen some sweets?
No, not yet.
Right. What are you talking about today then, Mohammed?
Today I want to talk about accessible television and accessible programs. So I think more or less we know about audio description. It's been around for quite a long time now. And what that is where there's periods of silence or music, or where there's no dialogue in a program, a soap, a film, a documentary, etc. A separate track comes over the top of the main program and describes what's happening. So, for example, Simon, me and you were in a movie, and I'd said something to you, and then there was a period of silence, and you frowned. Obviously, a visually impaired or blind person wouldn't be able to see that frown, and you clenched your fist, and they wouldn't be able to see that either. So an audio track will come over. It will be a normal human-sounding voice. It is read by humans, and it will say, Simon frowns and clenches his fist, or words to that effect.
Is that an action movie?
That would be an action movie.
Right, okay.
But on a soap, for example, if someone comes into a room, drops a mobile phone and a bunch of keys down on a table, it will describe that. It will describe a car. It will describe, some frowning, smiling, movement, body movement, whatever. All of that kind of stuff will be announced. I mean, obviously, where there's sound available, say, for example, if someone slams a bunch of keys down on the table, you can sort of instinctively know that someone's just slammed a bunch of keys down on the table, So audio description won't describe that kind of thing. But the majority of silent periods, or where there's music or no dialogue, audio description will describe. That's available on almost every TV now. There is a dedicated button on most remotes where you can turn audio description on and off as and when required. Not all programs have audio description. Soaps and documentaries mainly do. Some films do. Obviously, live events will not have audio description for obvious reasons. And the other thing I want to talk to you about is accessible televisions. To find the audio description button, you need to know where it is, and you need to have audio feedback sometimes to let you know that you've pressed the right button on your remote. There's something called voice guidance, which is widely available now on various TV models. Panasonic, Samsung, Sony, LG, they have this feature incorporated into their TVs, but not all of their TVs. This is the problem. So you can't just go into a John Lewis or something and say, I want a Panasonic TV because it's got voice guidance on it. It doesn't. You need to find out from the manufacturer what specific model numbers have the voice guidance feature in. And what voice guidance does, it basically, say, for example, you're scrolling through, a TV listing or a TV guide or the various settings on your TV. You're scrolling up and down channels, and it will tell you everything that's displayed on the screen. It's essentially a screen reader. So it will announce program names, numbers of channels, what programs are next, and what time it's coming on, all that kind of thing. And it's available also on things like smart features. So YouTube on your TV, Netflix on your TV, BBC iPlayer, anything like that at all. So it's available on that. And as I said, you do need to contact the manufacturer to find out what systems it works with. There's something called Voice View, which is available on Android TVs. Android already has accessibility built into its mobile phone and tablet systems, and that has then transferred over. It's called TalkBack on Android phones and systems, but on TVs it's called Voice View, and it will allow you to do all of the above as voice guidance will do, scrolling through channels, names, etc. And Apple TV has something called VoiceOver built into it, which is also available on iPhone, iPad, iMac, etc. Some Android TVs allow you to watch live broadcasts, but the Apple TV is just for catch-up services, so BBC iPlayer, Netflix, YouTube, etc. And these are all accessible through voice guidance, voice view, and VoiceOver.
Right, so there's lots going on there, but obviously you want to get the right model that suits you. So you might have some questions of what Mohammed has been talking about there, and you may have some questions on something completely different. How do we get in touch with the tech team?
You can call us via our helpline. The number is 0303 123 9999, and just ask for the Technology for Life team. There's four members of this team at the moment, and one of us will be more than happy to help. We're all sort of familiar with the accessibility features on TVs and also on audio description. If you have access to email, you can email the inquiry, include your contact details so we can call you back. The address to send that to is TFL, which stands for Technology for Life. So tfl@rnib.org.uk.
Great advice there, and there's no reason for you to be sitting there with an unanswered question. Mohammed Atif, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.